This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, October 10th. While the grain market is holding steady for the most part, with more from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was lower. There's been bearish momentum, really ignited some follow-through selling, and really is starting to sink a little bit. The RSI, the relative strength index, is really down to like a new two-week low right now. And today is a holiday, so there has been some lackluster trade, and that gives evidence of the market kind of sinking a little bit. But I'll tell you that because of that, it really added extra pressure to the market. So it is kind of on its lows, but that's what we expect because of the harvest time, and we're still waiting for some numbers. That's why this report coming up on Thursday is going to be really meaningful to give us some numbers as to where the crops are at this time.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 7.25 at 436. December corn was down a half point at 349.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day down 7.5, ranging from 511 to 545. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were down 6, ranging from 530 and 3 quarters to 595 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down a half point, ranging from 733 and a quarter to 753 and a quarter. Live cattle for October were up 40 cents at 111.70. October feeder cattle were down 17.5 cents to 153.85. And October Class 3 milk was down 11 cents at 16.69. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.